Ayahuasca is really two drugs wearing one name. One half is DMT, the visionary molecule everyone talks about. The other half is a set of unglamorous enzyme-blocking alkaloids that make the first half possible, and that, on their own, would barely register as a drug at all. Those are the Harmala alkaloids, harmine, harmaline, and tetrahydroharmine, the V-carbolines of the Kayapi vine and of Syrian rue. This is the neuroscience of the half nobody drinks for the visions, how a single reversible enzyme block turns an inert oral dose into a five-hour journey, why the same molecule has become a serious lead in diabetes and Alzheimer's labs, and why its greatest danger is not what it does alone, but what it does in combination. This article is education, not medical advice. Two plants, one chemistry. Botany played a strange trick here. On opposite sides of the planet, two entirely unrelated plants independently loaded themselves with the same family of molecules. Paganum harmala, Syrian rue, harmal, esfand, is a scrubby perennial of the Mediterranean, the Middle East, Central Asia, and the deserts of the western United States, where it grows as an invasive weed. Its hard brown seeds have been burned as incense, used as a red dye, the source of turkey red, and taken as medicine for millennia. A 2022 study identified harmala alkaloids in an Iron Age burner in Arabia, pushing documented ritual use back roughly 2,700 years, Max Planck, 2022. Thousands of miles away in the Amazon, the woody liana banisteriopsis kaapi, the vine of the soul, became the backbone of ayahuasca. What the two share is a set of V-carboline alkaloids, principally harmine, harmaline, chi, and tetrahydroharmine, THH, with minor congeners like harmol and harmalol. V-carbolines are flat, tricyclic, indole-derived molecules. Harmaline is the dihydro form of harmine, and THH is reduced further still. In B. kayapi, THH is often the most abundant of the three. In P. harmala seed, harmine and harmaline dominate. Maludi Zargarai et al., 2013. These are the compounds this article is about, and the first thing to understand is that they are not by themselves the reason anyone hallucinates. The central trick? Reversible MAOA inhibition. The defining action of the harmala alkaloids is inhibition of monoamine oxidase, A, MAOA. MAOA is a mitochondrial enzyme concentrated in the gut wall, liver, and brain, whose job is to break down monoamines, serotonin, dopamine, norepinephrine, and dietary or endogenous trace amines, including tryptamines. Harmine and harmaline are among the most potent natural MAOA inhibitors known, with submicromolar potency in human tissue, and they are highly selective for MAOA over MAOB, Harayas et al., 2010. Crucially, the inhibition is reversible and competitive. The molecule occupies the active site, but is not permanently bonded to it. This makes the harmala alkaloids RIMAs, reversible inhibitors of MAOA, the same pharmacological class as the antidepressant moclobemide, and distinct from the older irreversible MAO, is like phenelzine that permanently destroy the enzyme, Guerra et al., 2022. Reversibility matters for safety. A RIMA's blockade fades as the drug clears, harmine's plasma half-life is only about 2 hours. And it can, in principle, be outcompeted by a surge of substrate. That is a meaningful safety margin compared with irreversible MAOIs. But, as the safety section makes clear, it is a margin, not an exemption. Why oral DMT needs a harmala alkaloid? Here is the synergy that built a tradition. DMT, N,N-dimethyltryptamine, is a powerful psychedelic when injected, smoked, or snorted. But swallow it and nothing happens. The reason is MAOA, taken by mouth, DMT is a near-perfect substrate for the enzyme lining the gut and liver, which deaminates it almost completely during first-pass metabolism before any meaningful amount reaches the brain. Oral DMT alone is inert. Ayahuasca solves this by pairing a DMT-containing plant, classically Psychotria viridis or Diplopteris cabrerana, with the harmala-rich Kayapi vine. The V-carbolines inhibit gut and hepatic MAOA, DMT survives into the bloodstream and an otherwise inactive oral dose becomes an hours-long psychedelic experience. The laboratory version, pharmahuasca, strips it to essentials. Pure harming plus oral DMT reproduces the effect, confirming that the V-carbolines contribution is fundamentally enzymatic, not psychedelic. Riba et al. Cameron et al. 2024. A 2025 factorial dose escalation study in healthy volunteers made the relationship quantitative. Escalating harmine doses raised DMT plasma exposure in a dose-dependent way, extended its half-life, and reduced person-to-person variability. Riba et al. 2025. THH contributes a second, gentler effect. It weakly inhibits serotonin reuptake, nudging the whole system further toward elevated serotonin, which is thought to shape ayahuasca's characteristic emotional tone. Brito da Costa et al. 2020. This is the pharmacological heart of ayahuasca, covered in depth in OOTW's standalone pieces on the ayahuasca neuroscience and DMT neuroscience. The Harmala alkaloids are the MAOI half of that partnership, the cutting-edge harmine as a DYRK1A inhibitor. Away from the psychedelic literature entirely, harmine has become a molecule of intense interest for a completely different reason. It is a potent inhibitor of DYRK1A, dual specificity, tyrosine phosphorylation regulated kinase 1A, an enzyme central to cell cycle control, neurodevelopment, and neuronal function, with a reported kinase IC50 around 80 nm, Frost et al. 2011. Three research threads have grown from this and all deserve to be flagged honestly as largely preclinical. The most advanced is diabetes. In 2015, a Mount Sinai team identified harmine via its DYRK1A inhibition as the first drug capable of making adult human pancreatic V cells replicate, the insulin-producing cells lost in diabetes, and long considered essentially non-regenerable, Wang et al. 2015. Follow-up work found powerful synergies. By 2024, the group reported that harmine could roughly triple human V cell mass in transplanted models, and combining it with a GLP-1 receptor agonist, the semaglutide class, increased V-cell mass several-fold more, Mount Sinai 2024. This is a genuinely exciting regenerative avenue, but it is being pursued with optimized, kinase-selective harmine derivatives, not the crude alkaloid, Kumar et al. 2018, and human trials for the regenerative combinations are still being developed. The second thread is neurogenesis. V-carbolines from B-caapi, harmine, harmaline, and THH stimulate the proliferation, migration, and differentiation of neural stem and progenitor cells in vitro, Morales-Garcia et al. 2017. Harmine increased the pool of proliferating human neural progenitors by roughly 57% in one study, an effect linked to DYRK1A inhibition, Dakich et al. 2016. The third thread is Alzheimer's disease. Because DYRK1A phosphorylates the tau protein at multiple disease-relevant sites, harmine and related V-carbolines reduce tau hyperphosphorylation in cellular models, positioning DYRK1A inhibition as a candidate anti-tau strategy. Alongside these, harmine raises hippocampal BDNF and shows antidepressant-like effects in rodents, Fortunato et al. 2009. The honest caveat runs through all of it. These are compelling mechanisms in dishes and animals, not demonstrated human therapies, and harmine's own MAOA activity complicates any naive move toward the clinic. Are they psychoactive on their own? Mostly not in the way people expect. Taken alone at moderate doses, the Harmala alkaloids are sub-hallucinogenic. They have only weak affinity for the 5-HT2A receptor, the target that defines classic psychedelics, so they do not produce the visionary perceptual reorganization of LSD, psilocybin, or DMT. At higher doses, harmaline in particular can produce a mild, dreamy, oneirogenic state with closed-eye imagery, sedation, and body heaviness. Those higher doses also reliably bring nausea and vomiting, part of ayahuasca's purge, and a characteristic tremor. Harmaline is such a dependable inducer of an 8/16 Hz action tremor by overdriving the inferior olive and olivocerebellar circuitry, that it is a standard animal model of essential tremor in movement disorders research, Hanforth 2012. So they are psychoactive, just not psychedelic. Their role in ayahuasca is to be the pharmacological stagehand, not the star. Pharmacokinetics and the dosing context. After oral ayahuasca, harmine appears in plasma quickly, peaking within roughly 60-120 minutes at concentrations on the order of 100-200 ongu ml, with a short half-life of about 2 hours. Harmaline appears at much lower levels, and THH, metabolized more slowly and less subject to MAO, persists longest and reaches relatively high, sustained concentrations, Calloway et al., 1999. That kinetic staggering matters. The V-carbolines must inhibit MAOA before and during DMT absorption for the synergy to work, which is part of why traditional preparation and timing are not incidental. Because OOTW does not publish dosing, the practical point is simply that the MAOA blockade is real, systemic, and time-limited, and that its interaction risks track the same window. Safety. The interactions are the story. The Harmaline alkaloid's greatest hazard is not overdose toxicity, but pharmacological interaction, and it follows directly from MAOA inhibition. First, the tyramine cheese reaction. MAOA in the gut normally destroys dietary tyramine, an amine abundant in aged cheeses, cured meats, and fermented soy. Inhibit that enzyme and tyramine floods the circulation, triggering a surge of norepinephrine that can cause a hypertensive crisis, dangerously high blood pressure, severe headache, and, rarely, stroke. Reversible REMAs carry a lower tyramine risk than irreversible MAOIs, but the risk is not zero, especially at higher doses. Second and more dangerous, serotonin syndrome. Combining an MAOA inhibitor with any other serotonin-raising drug, SSRIs, SNRIs, other MAOIs, triptans, tramadol, and many more, can drive serotonin to toxic levels, producing agitation, high fever, rigidity, rapid heart rate, clonus, and in severe cases, death. Because Syrian rue is legal and easy to obtain, real cases have occurred. The literature documents serotonin syndrome in people who combined P-harmala with antidepressants. Case report 2012, White et al. 2024. Anyone on a serotonergic medication should treat harmala alkaloids and ayahuasca as contraindicated. THH serotonin reuptake inhibition only compounds this. Third, overdose toxicity of Syrian rue itself. Large ingestions of P-harmala seed, reports describe crises after boiling on the order of 50-100 g, many times any traditional amount, can cause vomiting, agitation, tremor, ataxia, hallucinations, cardiovascular instability, and, in severe cases, hepatic and renal injury, or CNS depression requiring intensive care. Yuraktuman et al. The plant is not casually safe at high doses. The framing that matters is harm reduction. These are potent enzyme inhibitors with a wide, dangerous interaction footprint, and the people most at risk are those who combine them, knowingly or not, with everyday serotonergic medications or tyramine-rich meals. Legal status in 2026. The legal picture is a mismatch, and it turns on DMT in the United States. The harmala alkaloids themselves, harmine, harmaline, THH, and the plant Peganum harmala, are not scheduled under the Controlled Substances Act. Syrian rue is legal to buy, grow, and possess, though it is regulated as a noxious invasive weed in some Western states. Banisteriopsis caapi is likewise generally unscheduled. What is controlled is DMT, a Schedule I substance, which means a finished ayahuasca brew containing DMT is a controlled preparation. Notwithstanding narrow religious exemptions granted to specific churches, UDV, Santo Daime, by U.S. courts. Internationally, the picture varies sharply. France and Canada explicitly control harmala alkaloids. Australia schedules them with low concentration exemptions. And many countries regulate ayahuasca via its DMT content. Legal status overview. Regulatory status changes and varies by jurisdiction. Confirm current local rules before relying on any of this. The honest bottom line. The Harmala alkaloids are best understood as enablers and tools rather than as a drug people take for its own effects. Their one indispensable action, reversible MAOA inhibition, is the pharmacological key that makes oral DMT active and gives ayahuasca its form, with THH's serotonin reuptake effect shading the experience. Their second, quieter identity as DYRK1A inhibitors is genuinely exciting science across diabetes, neurogenesis, and Alzheimer's research, but it lives almost entirely in the preclinical world, pursued largely through engineered derivatives rather than the raw alkaloid. And the same MAOA inhibition that makes them useful makes them interaction prone in ways that can be lethal. Serotonin syndrome with serotonergic drugs above all. Held together honestly, that is the accurate picture. A modest psychoactive on its own, a powerful pharmacological lever in combination, a promising laboratory molecule, and a compound whose risks are almost entirely about what it is taken with. UTW. Journal is educational and does not provide medical advice. The Harmala alkaloids are potent, reversible, MAOA inhibitors with serious drug and food interactions. Combining them with SSRIs, SNRIs, other MAOIs, or other serotonergic medications can cause life-threatening serotonin syndrome, and tyramine-rich foods can trigger a hypertensive crisis. Syrian rue is toxic in overdose. This article is not a guide to using these substances or ayahuasca. Anyone taking psychiatric or other medications should regard these compounds as contraindicated and consult a clinician. A suspected serotonin syndrome or poisoning is a medical emergency. In the U.S. Poison Control, 1-800-22-2022. This article is education, not medical advice.